But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an acaso, where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epha Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, saints of God. Please, you may be seated. God bless you. I bring you salutations from the city of Kaduna. And amen. Amen. Very shortly, God will be blessing us in no little way. I want to share something with us that will be, for some of us, the deliverance. And for some of us, it will be the plug into the vistas of your destiny. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, scripture speaking, it says, "And God created man from the dust, and God made man from the dust of the earth, and breathe into his nostrils." Then he says, "And man became a living soul." The NIV said, "Man became a living being." But if you observe the procedure, is that God formed man from the dust of the ground. But if you are a student of the prophets, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, the summary of the account of creation was given. In the beginning, God created, not formed, created the heaven and the earth. The heaven, inside that description, is an umbrella statement, because it was when God was creating the heaven, that's when creatures like angels were formed. The heaven there was not only talking about location, it was talking about the inhabitants of those space too. It was in that time that they said, "In the beginning." So they gave an order to it, that the celestial realm was formed before the earth. So the heavens and the earth. The heavens was set in motion. The heavens was perfected. Inside the heaven, they created a prototype of everything that will enter the earth. So down till the New Testament demand of prayer, prayer becomes, "Let it be done on earth as it already is somewhere, already called the heavens." So anything that is not in the heaven that made any mistake to manifest in the earth, the sons of light are permitted to judge it. They judge it, meaning it does not have root in Zion. It is truth like this that will make your body impregnable to sickness. Because even you too, they created a prototype of you inside heaven. And it is that prototype God was making reference to in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, where he says, "Before you were formed in your mother's womb, before time got any knowledge of you, I knew you, and I sanctified you, and I ordained you." This is not about you manifesting in time and be thinking, "What will I do with my life?" Your path has been chosen. The ordination was so perfect that the boundaries of your habitation has been measured out. They know where you will live. They know the places you will visit. Everything has been calculated. And so if you enter time, a man's greatest challenge now is how to find the script where the document that contains his ordination is found. So Jesus entered time and continued to move around until one day he stumbled upon a book. And he opened the scrolls in the temple. And he read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." When he was done, he dropped it and he says, "This day, today, this scripture, I am the fulfillment of this scripture." Mind you, what that scripture was speaking about was a maiden dimension. The Spirit of the Lord has not been known to tabernacle with men.
there are other things that carry the anointing. The hair of Samson, the rod of Moses. But power was not inside men yet. But somebody is coming to say, today I am the one that fulfilled a new government where the bodies of men becomes the temple of God. And Jesus says, this one, the Spirit himself, is not on his staff. It's not on any hair. He says, it is upon me. But you see, before the manifestation of Jesus, in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, the story continued because he said, and the earth was without form and void. And anybody who reads with the eye of the Spirit will ask one question. Can God create something that is without form and void? Can God make something that has fault in it? How then is the omniscient Spirit creating something that a fault has been found inside, that it is without form? Then it is void. It is such an inquiry that will lead us to go and investigate what happened. Mind you, it was two realms that were created, the heavens and the earth. Nothing happened to the heavens. It's only the earth that was truncated. And it is only in the earth that the repair must happen. I'm trying to tell somebody that the prototype of you that God knows, nothing happened to that one there. The place where the fall will happen is inside the earth. So a man's one labor now is to find a way to draw that version of you who is in the heavens, pipe it into time. The day that happens, you have downloaded yourself. You will not know yourself yet. All the curses that plagues your bloodline, covenants of your ancestors, they will find expression in your life. And all these things will limit and limit and limit until one day a man will ascend the peak of Horeb and stand there and say, Lord, show me who I am. Then you will know why they will call a feeble man a mighty man of valor. Because while they are looking at what you are physically, they are not judging by the physical appearance. They are making reference to the version of you that they know. You think you are in unijos, but it's an ordination that is molding the parts of your life. And this space, there is a civilization in this air that is necessary to add beauty to your story. That's why you are here. If I tell you how heavy the matters of ordinations is, you will know that it's not a jam score that brought you here. Because you can score very high and the matters of ordination will make that no room will be made for you there. Some of you know yourself, you are not the most qualified. You know that even you didn't know how it came. It is a mountain that is sucking you to come. And when these things are happening, all immortal spirits are quiet, hoping that they will put inspiration in the core of the souls of men. And when the Bible says there is a spirit inside man, and if God ever wants to commune with man, it will be spirit to spirit business. It's only a spirit that speaks to a spirit. And if you have not activated your spirit, you can't hear Adonai. Is he like Adam? That's how every one of us will come. God made Adam from the dust. And what is the dust? If you read verse 3, you're going to be seeing things like, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, they just told you that God created. There is no detail as to where water came from. How did God create the water? Nothing. If you continue reading down, then you will find God separating the water from the dry land. Where did land come from? Nothing. It is because the first person that played the role that Jesus currently holds in the church is Christ. That Christ role that is being played now, the Messiah. Mind you, the things I'm about to share, I will advise that if it blesses you, invite somebody tomorrow. Tell somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody. Because the matters will be like a capsule. You will ingest it and it will do something to your whole body. The same way Jesus in the new covenant is the face of God to a civilization, the face of God to an age. That was the same office that the fallen cherub Lucifer was holding. And it was during his days as the governor of the earth. It is such a time that his name was called Lucifer. And Lucifer is an office, a portfolio, meaning light bearer. And when he came and communicated the light of God to a people, and he was supposed to be like Jesus, the way to God. I am the way. The way to God and the way towards God. But now when people began to come through Lucifer to access God, he began to affect their school of thought and convince them that how can you be assessing and trying to reach out to a God that has never come down to you? See somebody with you. You are not worshipping that one. It's the one that you have not seen that you are worshipping. And so he polluted the hearts of the inhabitants of the earth and made them to camp against the great one. If you have ever read that scripture that says the kings of the world, they have come together and taken counsel against God and against his anointed. That was what happened. And it was an inspiration that made them to camp against the great one of Israel. And when they declared that they are no longer under God, the heart of the great one was troubled. So he sent a flood. And the flood was programmed into the technology of the earth. The earth has underground chamber and chambers of the heavens. So it was the flood that opened their mouth. And when the flood opened their mouth and devoured the whole inhabitants, that was the end of the old world. And that was when the office of light bearer was retrieved from Lucifer. His name was no longer Lucifer, but Satan. As at Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, that you will now be reading, that now there is water. That was the beginning of the water. The place our own civilization started from was the end of another world. And the flood of Noah was not the first time a flood covered the earth. Because our civilization started with telling us that there was one water again that was all over the earth. And God told that water to shift from the land. From the dust of the broken civilizations of the ancient world, they packed from those dust and molded a man called Adam. So he was formed out of the material of death. He was formed out of the material of death. And so when death has been achieved with a form, God used Pneuma, the Holy Ghost, to activate the dead man. So Adam's life was a resurrected life. Adam was a man that came back from the dead and started living. That was why he was not supposed to die again. Appointed unto man once to die. And this is what happens when a child is given birth to steal, because you will be born as flesh. All have sinned. The compromise of Adam, every one of us has been implicated by Adam. So you will not know your true life until the day you have an appointment with the Holy Ghost inside time. And it will be that time that men will be quickened from the ways of death into life, just as God will create Adam and then use the Holy Ghost to activate him. That was what I'm trying to share when I said, until you activate your spirit, you will not hear God. And your spirit is the only receptacle you can use to connect to the frequencies of Zion. So they can be broadcasting many things about your life, and it will just be in an airways, in dimensions you cannot see. Many of you, your husband or your wife, or the next step after school, is already in the air. Can I share something with somebody? Please, do I have your attention, Unijos? Let me tell you something about purpose and call. Let me tell you something about seasons and destiny. People say, I don't know the call that is on my life. The things I share with you today, if you hold it dear to you, you will arrive well. I don't know what God expects of me. I don't know what to do. The truth is, your call is not necessarily wired into you per se. Your call is the answer to a challenge, the answer to a predicament. That predicament is the voice and cry of a generation. That cry eye has been trapped in an airspace. So a man can walk into that airspace and meet enough Christians there that don't have the ears to hear the groanings of creation. The person who heard that groaning and heard their cry and say, Lord, can you use me to answer this challenge, is the person that received the call. So the challenge is not that God has favorite people. The challenge is that there are people who yielded themselves and those who didn't. There are territories that are crying for a savior as I speak to you. Yet there are many churches holding programs there. Until a man is able to hear the burden. And when you hear it, you will not hear a sound. Your spirit will be impregnated by a burden. The zeal of the Lord will begin to consume. And then all of a sudden, it will become clear to every one of us here that the fact that you are born and you were born by flesh and blood, I can guarantee you there are a lot of limitations and compromise in your being. This is not your real version yet. The real time you begin to live is when you have found a way. And this is what it took John the Baptist, absolute separation. The Bible says the child, John, was in the wilderness until the season of his appearing. You know, the Holy Ghost made it very easy for us. Now you can just come out one day and say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry, come into my life. And before you know it, you are feeling the joy and the warm embrace of the Holy Spirit. And it's everywhere around you. When they didn't have the Holy Spirit, they took 40 days to ascend the Mount of Sinai. And stood. The only thing they were trying to part ways with was the body of Adam that is in their nature. They wanted that thing to leave them so that they can hear God. For you now it's easy. You can just confess and quickly you are connected. They took for Moses it was 40 years just hanging around Horeb. You have taken 3 years to probably finish up your nursery school. Taking another 6 years to finish up your primary school. 6 years add to your secondary school. Now in your university, you are probably putting up 4 or 5 years, approximately 5, NYSC plus 6. When you are done with all this, you have actually devoted 22 years of your life to the pursuit of a degree. The degree that has enough copies in the secular world. If you are a biochemist, there are many biochemists waiting there that don't even have a job yet. And you will go and join them. And it's not anything special. Whether you shout, God forbid, the only thing that will differentiate you, the Bible says, thou anoints my head with oil, my cup began to respond. It's not about somebody that knows. There are too many testimonies already to know that the arm of flesh will fail you. Woe is he that puts his trust in a man. I see them over and over again. I learned to remove my trust in strength and in the promises of men when I saw the first class student of my department that they promised that they would retain him. The guy gave his all. He read, if there is any summary of his years in school, was that he read. Nothing else. Just call his name. He will just say, and Petrus read. He read. He developed some eye defect on account of the constant exposure to light. As light hits the white pages and it hits his eyes. But that was a sacrifice he was willing to pay in order to meet up with the demand that they said, if you can graduate with a first class, you'll be retained. And then he sent me a text a couple of months back. He's in a fix. Please, can I help and help him settle house rent? And I said, I thought they retained you. He said, they didn't call him once again after graduation. And he went back to remind them. Went back to tell. Let me share something with you. Make sure, I'm repeating this. Make sure that the area where you have put your strength on is not anything outside God. Make sure quickly before you leave this space, or there's a root shock waiting for you out there. You see, if somebody is misunderstanding me. Just in case you think that I'm trying to undermine the place of academic preparation, I graduated with a 2-1. My MSc is top notch, first class. So I have given my best too to it. This one I said is to tell that person who is thinking that maybe it's because I failed. Make sure Quico is one of the best things that will happen to you. Find your way inside school first before you go out. Nobody prepares for war inside war. Take time now and begin to know. I will not go and join the bandwagon of confused people out there. There is a frustration that will hit anybody who does not find an advantage for himself. And your advantage will be among something in God that you will find. You may not find everything about God, but that one that he reveals to you, hold it very well and use it as a charm. If it's the favor of God, you know, carry that favor into the labor market. If it is the power of God that you have, carry power to job interviews, because everybody will come with something. You see, the challenge right now is that there's no free space again. So the only thing, the Bible says, the gift of a man will make room. There was no room, but the gift opened a space for him. So if it means that the HOD lied to him. In fact, as soon as he graduated, they just began to, play tricks with him and all that. What were you thinking? That people who didn't graduate with first class will allow you come and be part of them with their threats and their fear? As you are reading, as you are adding value academically, make sure you are building something with your spiritual stature too. Because one day you can show up as an academic giant, and in the realm that matters, you are a dwarf. And a man will come with third class with a support. It was a bank job interview that I'm trying to give you a small narrative about in Abuja. We were inside the reception waiting to be called one by one, and they called a brother. He got up and tried to adjust himself quickly to look smart, and a charm fell from his belt side. And when the charm just hit the ground, and some of us that saw it, we knew that this is not our job. All we came with was a certificate. Somebody came with the support of a REM. Somebody came with powers around him, knowing fully well that certificate alone is not enough. Mind you might finish all your 4-5 years and you think you have worked hard. At least it's fair to rest now. Then you will hear very funny stories of people who they say is even the best student in the class, finished and was going home and had accident and died, and all this labor wasted. I saw some of my friends. One in particular, I saw him admitted in the hospital, very lean, dried up. And upon the narration of his death, I began to question myself again. That was when I redefined what matters in life. You see, you can have all your hope now, all your dreams, your aspiration. I'm going to marry a guy with a pointed nose. I will live at this. And when you are done with all these things, go and check the grave. It's people with dreams too that died. Just the fact that you had a plan and you had all these things figured out, it does not give you any advantage. Your real advantage is in spiritual light. And it is this thing alone that the system and the intelligence of the princes in the world, they allow that you can know everything except God. So the knowledge of the Holy One is not factored into our education curriculum. You receive a certificate as a scholar, but the Spirit sees us as illiterates. You have no knowledge in the things that truly matters. So while you are looking for paracetamol and chloroquine, they are asking, don't you have the tablets of the anointing? And diseases are coming soon that will defy all the medical intelligence. And it will be men who have found ways to pipe. Only then. You see, I'm repeating these things for those of us who give birth to children that God will give you as a ministry. And you will bring Samuel into time. And Samuel will need mentorship. Samuel will need illumination. Those of you that are born key will be wired into time through you. And you will remember that you had all the chance to grow on campus. You will never have the time you have right now again. Take my word for it. I heard it. I argued it. But I found out the day you leave this space, you will never have the time you have. Any growing you must grow is now. Any fast you must fast is now. Any kind of transformation that must happen to you is now. This is why I'm drawing your attention to the Kairos seasons of your life. It has to happen now. That night others were sleeping and you finished reading and God says, give me 1 hour in prayer. Invest it with me. And something is telling you, Kai, see my roommate, see how he's just enjoying himself on campus. The campus is not a time to rest. The campus is a preparatory ground. Those who rule their generation, whether physically or spiritually, their labors is in campus. I'm just begging one person, because I probably am not talking to everybody. I'm begging you to quickly go back to the drawing board again, quickly, and tell yourself, Satan, almost steal this season out of my life. But if it's only 1 year that is left, I will use it. I will invest it. There is something that can happen to you after conference like this.
Oh, 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 oh.
Help us. Help us. Help us. If your voice will become the sound of a thunder, it's now on campus.
Hallelujah. Please give me 10 more minutes. Let's tie it up and pray and go. Tomorrow is going to be an impartation service. In tomorrow, the virtues that took years, graces that took bodies, freely as God has declared for me, I will release it for you.
Inside tomorrow, those who have done a U-turn in their destiny, a power will be here to force their feet back to the path of their ordination. Inside tomorrow, those who have made mistakes, the power of restoration will happen here. I speak about powers of academic excellence and revelatory depth. It will be here real. So you must prepare your hearts. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So many of us, physically, the narrative of your life seems like a life of progress. But in the immortal perspective, they have never ever heard any response from you. And Zion continues to call your name, Joshua. Joshua. The day you answered present, it is the day that you took your first step in the path ordained for you. That's the first time that they say, the person who was sent has arrived. Unfortunately, you will not be rewarded for doing work at the end of the day. You'll be rewarded for doing the will of he that sent you. So there will be many other labors that is not his will. And if you don't find a way to angulate enough to know the things that carry weights in eternity, you can appear there and find out, although you are 82 years, although you are a professor, but Zion has no record of any achievement with you. You see, this is the tragedy that is only found in the afterlife. And this is why elders leave advice to the young at the last days of their life. That is when they have checked their life out. They have done an appraisal of things and they found out, Kai, if only I live this way. Sir, take the words of a dying man very serious. Because in that time, lust is no longer the things inspiring him. It's legacies. He's thinking about the things that really matter. And if that man give you a counsel, hold it. And I give you the counsel of a man on the cross while he was about to die. And he's living strong words with people. See, the only way you would perform these things like we speak about. Please. Tell somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody to come tomorrow. Let me tie what I'm trying to share up quickly so we can go back to our studies. Listen, please pay attention. In Genesis chapter 28 verse 16, something happened to Jacob that happens to every one of us. Jacob has been making all kinds of gimmicks, all kinds of tricks, running away from his brother, and then it became clear to him that actually he did not just sleep only for that night. The immortals came and gave him a message. Actually, you have been sleeping all your life. Because when he slept, hey, he now saw a ladder that has the top connected to heaven, and the base of that ladder was touching the earth. So the message inside there was, when he got up, he said, Kai, this is the house of God. And he says the name will be called Bethel. But here the tragedy: the Lord was, not is, was in this place, and I knew not. You would have expected that when he got up, you would say, hey, this place has activities happening. But he knows that he has missed an encounter. Because what he missed actually was a Kairos moment. The moment of Bethel for everybody's life comes only once. You see, some of you, my God, some of you, even digital devices, they are crying out. You know, in the days of his power, everything will be willing, not only people. Some of you, if you look at your phone sometimes, you will just see 11-11, 0909. You are looking at the time, and the time is aligning. It's aligning. A message is being given to you even by non-living things, inanimate things. Is preaching to you that the moment of alignment has come. 0909. I met a brother on campus. My number was 1111. I can be very busy doing something for some reason. Anytime I go and say, let me go and do something, as soon as I touch my phone, it will be that 11 minutes after 11. I thought I was the only one. My friend who was living two rooms from me, same block, his own was 0909. And a realm was calling the attention of people whose time to move is now. And if you miss your hour of moving, what would have happened is that anytime you choose to move again, the support of Zion are not with you. And so Jacob found out that the Lord was in that place, and he knew not. The fact that he knew not was not the pain for him. The real challenge became that from that moment, he entered another season of serving and servitude of men. Serving and served and served, and his wages were changed several times. And God showed mercy again. But this second time, he didn't see a ladder. At a point, it was a ladder, and many angels were ascending and descending that ladder. But now, he only saw one of them, and that one was not climbing any ladder. He sighted him and he was strolling, and he held him. He says, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Listen. For some of you, the weight of your call, it will be sharper. The weight of your ordination will be more loud if you run when God said run. Not in the time where you now choose. Let me help somebody very quickly. That person that knows that there's a call on their life, that has articulated the wordings of the call. You know that I have this role to play. And something is telling you that just take your time, make money first. As soon as you have established yourself, then enter ministry comfortable. I'm sent for you tonight. Don't try it. I beg you by the God of heaven. You will never enter ministry again. When you enter, you will build a building and call it church, but no spirit will tabernacle there. Because if you miss the time of your appearing, the searchlight of God will not be on you again. And you will find out that the same ministry that they gave you to do, another person will carry the voice and run with it. Then you will now come and say you are ready, and there will be no relevance again. I tell you the unfortunate narrative of why you see many churches unimpactful. It is because in the moment of flight, they were not there. So now every other thing of comfort is ready, but the spirit power is no longer in support. I'm calling the attention of some sisters this night who would quickly leave this meeting and go back and say, I almost missed it. Thank you, Lord. I almost fell for the pressure of our time. I almost decided to cave in for the pressure. But I tell you the truth by God, if you hold on, sisters, one day an immortal will come to you like Mary and says, blessed be thou among women. In a generation where the focus of Satan has pointed his searchlight on women. In Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, scripture began to speak. He says, I will put enmity between you, serpent, and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. The special enmity that is between Satan and a woman is different from what Satan has with a man. In Genesis, you begin to see it play out. Then in Revelations, we began to see scripture speaking. It says, and the dragon was waiting by the woman, waiting by her to put forth, so he may devour. So the enmity is the woman and her seed. And now there is so many things directed and particularly invented to thwart the ordination of ladies. I cried the beginning of last year. I read biographies. That was all I did with the first quarter of that year. And I read people like Amy Semple McPherson. I read Maria Woodward Eater. I read Madame Gullion. I read Catherine Coleman. And I saw that a generation, a particular kind of move has been deleted from the earth. And I thought to myself, are women only supposed to be relationship coach? I'm talking about marriage and how to make. Where are the days of healing apostles among women again? Where sister Amy Semple McPherson was packing stadium up. Men could not pack stadium in those days. And even then, the stereotype against women in ministry was very high. But the Holy Ghost breathed upon these ones. How did Satan delete them from the face of the globe? That we are looking around and we cannot find the root of that kind of ministry again. Where are the days where Maria Woodward Eater? Let me tell you something. If you think you are having challenge, you are a joke. It was sister Amy Semple McPherson that her husband left her with 3 children. Single mom, busy now. And she took all of them and went to the mission field with them. It is Catherine Coleman that will love a man that does not love her back. And even married somebody else's husband. If you think your life is a mess, you are joking. And just in case you think you are not qualified, that thought is what qualified you. God does not use qualified people. It is the thing that has brought you to the end of yourself. It is that thing that qualified you. Your qualification is the fact that you have been brought to the end of yourself. Where you now come like Catherine Coleman and say, Lord, I am nothing. But if you can use nothing, use me. You see, the reason why I came is actually to activate a particular ministry that has been lost for a long time. Is to sound the alarm and dry bones will begin to connect. The impact of Facebook, Telegram, and WhatsApp, and not Snapchat, everything that has put a measure of lust in the soul of the average man and drawn his attention in many ways. And they have used the power of transformation and put certain things in the face of many people. And as they beheld the things, they were transformed into what they were beholding. And unfortunately, the things that the world has kept before our eyes are very bad representations. Well, now my voice is the sound of a trumpet. The bones started coming together again. This is what he told me he would do when I come here. That he is going to activate ancient calls. Now you will close your eyes and ancient patriarchs will start coming to your dreams. And some of you, you will not know them because you don't even know their name. And then they will begin to give you details. Talk to you about things you didn't ask them. Some of you, it will be Mommy Becky Enenche that will come and she will tell you. Talk to you, and while she speaks, something will leave her into your life. It will be a preparation for the life that is ahead of you. Some of you, Miles Muro, that is long dead, will come and tell you the title of a book and say, go and read it. And as you open the pages of that book, the spirit of wisdom will encapsulate you. Some of you, it will be patriarchs, the spirit of just men that have been made perfect. They are the ones that will call you. They will call you. Hear me, I beg you by God. Lend me your attention. Some of you will leave this meeting. You will leave this meeting laughing back to your hostel. You will find out all Satan's attempt was a joke. He wants you to see yourself from the vistas of the flesh and think all that there is to your life. Your destiny is on that exam notice board. That's not where your life story is. Your life story is an ordination. Before you were formed, they knew you already. How can you tell me that a document, a piece of paper, will define your life? Hi, no. I don't understand why you think like that. How can you tell me? Mind you, if a herbalist wants to make you rich now, he will not give you a certificate. He will do something upon your head. And what is upon your head will command substance. And now you have lost touch. You don't know. You are thinking that you might be an average person because an average result is on the notice board. Arise from that slumber tonight and answer your call. Now will be a good time to lift up your voice and cry. And your cry is just one. Over my life, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth. This is the earth. This is the earth. Let his will be done, and his kingdom come. Please, please, I beg you. I beg you. Download your identity. Download your true identity. Only through the instrument of prayer. Download it now. Now that you can. Now that you can travel. Now that you have the strength in you. Kai, 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 Kai. need to enjoy praying, though. You need to enjoy praying. We download by prayer. We download by prayer. Give me your attention. Listen, I want to provoke you towards a direction of prayer, and that will be the last prayer for today. Just in case you don't know what is happening to you right now, the powers of lust, they are losing grip over your soul. Then your sight is beginning to focus on the way, the things that matter. You will leave this meeting knowing that my future is secured. I don't know how it will happen. Can I share something with you? Please give me your attention. Give me your attention. See. Look at me, please. Look. See. The life of a believer, it's like a replayed match. Nobody watches a replay of a football match and is expecting the score to change. It is the score that was the score when the live match happened. No matter how many times you watch the replay, is that score. And mind you, the full course of the life of the believer has been lived out already. Your life was lived out inside Christ. So every step Christ took, they accorded that step to you, that you are the one who lived there. So that when he will die, it is you too that died because of... See, the alignment to Christ is not only in his death. They gave us the rewards of his lifestyle too. So this is why when he was ascending and God is giving him a throne in the executive government of Zion, the Bible says we are also seated with Christ in heavenly places. Everything happening now is a replay. And inside the replay, when I studied the book of the Apocalypse and I checked how at the end of all this drama, Boko Haram, this, bandi, at the end of it, I saw that the Lamb prevailed. That was the end of all the noise of the world. That at the end of it, so we knew the end already. I saw that they gave me a white stone and there is a name on that stone. I'm the only one that knows what God called me. So I said, so this is how the thing will end. You know what I also saw? I saw that a crown of glory is awaiting me. And they have told me how it will play out already. Now the details and the different challenges that might come in the way, just because somebody tried to pack somebody when he was trying to score, does that mean the goal did not enter? No. Don't allow a season make you lose focus of the big picture. The big picture is what you have seen already. I saw that though hands join hands, no matter where the utterance of limitation came from, whether it's from the covens of the deepest village of Akwa Ibom, I saw that scripture says the righteous will never beg for bread. I saw that scripture says, me and the children God will give to me were for signs and wonders. You know what else I saw? I saw that my hand will lend and I will never borrow. I saw that when men will be saying there's a casting down, that the story about my life is that me, I'll be saying there's a lifting. When I found the word for myself, I found my place. And tonight somebody will need to find their place. Now listen. You are the only one that is saying by the grace of God, I am trusting God that this will happen by next week. I trust God that next week I will do this. You see, what you are calling future, there is no time in the realm of the spirit. And spirits did not call what you call future, future. In the eyes of spirits, they have filled all the spaces of your life up. So God has filled the spaces of your life up. And that is why from time to time, he comes to show you flashes and small encounters about what you will be. That's how Satan too has programmed an application that will be very compatible with your life. That part time, in the next 1 hour, from here, inside Satan's scheme, the spirit of lust has his own script that he wrote on your life, that in 1 hour time you will be crossing one road here and one sister will also be crossing that road as at that time. And all of his effort for several times was to make that your path will cross in that next 1 hour. And that when you cross, that you will look and there will be something about her that he would open for you and you will see it. And it will leave a weight on your heart. And that will become the way to fall as touching the matters of immorality. And the spirit already knows when that interaction will happen and when you are supposed to have meditated on that lust until you decided to gratify it. The day you are supposed to be on the bed with her, it is in the scope of the spirit already. So there is no empty time in the realm of the spirit. And you too, God did not leave. And spirits hate emptiness. Spirits hate void. Everything is filled up. So you too standing here, in the next 3 days, the spirit of death too is hanging around and hoping that his application concerning what he wants that will happen in your life. There are many things that happens around your life that are only the reason that you did not stand in priesthood. That's why you didn't say, over my life, only your kingdom will come and your will be done. Because many other spirits have their will too. And their will, if it happens in your life, you will not like it. For some of you, the programming from your bloodline alone is that nobody will stand as a man of honor. Everybody must have men. You watched your fathers carefully. Nothing like time. I'm still repeating it. If you are looking for your future, look at your father. The only thing that can change what you see upon he that bear you is an anointing. And it's only that thing that will come upon your head and change what you have seen. Because what you are calling your future, it is somebody that has lived this. The future is in the past. Because the great teacher said there is nothing new under the sun. If you want to know what is ahead, look back enough, you will see tomorrow. Everything is aligning to the laws I share with you. Whether it's fashion, everything is just going back to the past to go and carry what will be in the future. What you call trending today, it was what the ancient played with. My father saw a trouser and he laughed and he said, Kai, there's nothing new. These were the things that they called old school. Now it's coming back again. The future is inside the past. And if you want to know what will happen to your life if you don't carry the horn of anointing, look at your father. Look at your mother and see who bear you. And check how marriages turn out from where you come from. That's most likely how your life will play out if nothing happens. And tonight my invitation for you is to do that thing that must happen. Let something come upon your head and differentiate you from the narrative of that bloodline. Or else, I can tell you, you just have to consider he that bear you. Men can call you titles. Those titles will not change anything. You have seen very poor pastors before. The fact that they are men of God does not change the programming of their bloodline. You have seen people whose marriages must fail. some of you, you are supposed to be praying now, but you are being distracted. And your life is gradually turning out like the life of the people before you. Now you are struggling for everything. Everything in your life, you must struggle for it. Is that not a sign already? Is this how you will continue? See how you must struggle. See how you will read and read just to understand little. It's a sign. You must change the programming. You must change the narrative. You must change the script. Only an help that lady. Help that lady, please. Help her. Help her. Only an anointing. Only an anointing can help you. See how hard. See how hard you are reading, and only little move. Somebody else will only carry 2 hours and they are good to go. You must change it, or change it. Change it. Change it. Every other person will write an exam. Only your script will miss. Only your script will have a missing script case. And you cannot read the handwriting on the wall yet. Something is trying to manipulate the outcome of your life. And if you don't change it now, you will enter the cosmos. You will enter the labor market and apply, and only your application letter will be missing. Can somebody change it tonight? Lord, put something upon my head. Thou anoint my head with oil. Let my cup answer. Let my cup answer. I see ancient yokes being broken now. Ancient yokes, the anointing can break the yoke. I see yokes being broken. Can you lay your hands on your head and ask the Lord, anoint me with fresh oil and exalt my head? My head hast thou exalted like the horn of a unicorn, and thou will anoint me with fresh oil. The places where your fathers fell, I will not fall in that land. Jesus, 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 show mercy. The programming around the lives of people, that narrative must change. Some of you, if you don't pray, if you don't pray, you are going to marry an ungodly man, because that is the story that plays out for every woman in your line. They miss it in marriage, and their husband will make sure that they never answer the call of destiny. And somebody must decide, my own story will not play out like that. I have seen the life of my mothers. Now is an investment. That prayer is entering your tomorrow. It is rearranging it. It is restructuring it. Exalted like the horn of a unicorn. I am anointed with fresh oil. My head is exalted like the horn of a unicorn. I am anointed with fresh oil. My head you have exalted like the horn of a unicorn. I am anointed with fresh oil. My head is exalted like the horn of a unicorn. I am anointed with fresh oil. 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 I am promoted with fresh oil.
Glory to God. We trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AnacazoMissionInternational.AMI or join us on our Telegram channel at Anacazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.